Hey guys, welcome to the Filipina Journey Podcast. I'm Isabel and good morning, good afternoon, good day to everyone listening. This is my very first full episode of this podcast, and if you haven't listened to the intro, you should go check it out. It's just a quick introduction about myself. Today is Wednesday and it's a free day from school for me. Well, I barely did schoolwork, but it was a very busy day. But it was productive, not gonna lie. So, since it's a free day, I had my hair spa a while ago and prepared myself because I had a photo shoot for my graduation picture and creative shot for my yearbook since I'm graduating. Bye-bye, high school. And yeah, for my creative shot, I chose Robin Sparkles from How I Met Your Mother because this TV show is just my favorite. It's my comfort show. I love it. Rewatched it more than 10 times. And yeah, I did Robin from the Let's Go to the Mall music video. So I wore denim everything. And yeah, I also have to submit my write-up, which are all due this weekend. So good luck to me. I hope I submit it on time. Yeah. To be honest, it's really hard to prioritize things lately. From my intro, I said there that I'm a student server athlete, so I have a lot on my plate, to be honest. I am a VPSP, Vice President of Special Projects in my organization. I train thrice a week in cheer, and I'm also an athletic scholar, so I have to do well academically. Well, I'm not complaining, I'm just saying that it's a lot for me, I think. Anyway, I'm a UM student and I write a lot. Like, we had 5 different essays to submit within a week. Actually, 2 weeks ago, it was a performance task week. And that same week, they told us to submit, like, write-ups and photo shoots for the yearbook. Well, I didn't have time to actually do it 2 weeks ago. That's why I'm only doing it right now. Yes, I'm the queen of cramming. But yeah, for my opinion, actually, I don't like ODL. Like, I'm not a fan of it. Like, for me, like, students are getting so piled up with schoolworks, which give us a lot of stress and anxiety. And I'm not saying that teachers don't get too. Don't get me wrong, but teachers are for sure also tired of this thing. But aside from that, like, okay, I'm fine with the anxiety and the stress, but ODL is sad because not all students get the chance to actually study right now. Like, a lot of students are left behind. I'm just privileged and I'm just glad and blessed that I can afford having online school. But how about those who can't, right? Anyway, let's save all of that in another podcast, I think. So, I'm glad it's my last year in high school. I'm actually very, very happy and I'm so excited for college. And I don't know what school I want still because in one school, that's my dream school, but then that doesn't have the dream course I have. So dream course or dream school? And there's this other school who does double degree, which has 2 of my favorite and most interesting course that I want. So it's really hard choosing a school, choosing a course, and it's nerve-wracking on which school you actually get in and if I was able to submit properly, if I met all the requirements and stuff. Especially it's all online, it's really hard to take note if what I did was correct. It's hard to contact because a lot of people are contacting schools right now. And yeah. And senior was, I don't know what to say. Senior was sad. Like, there's no grad ball. I'm so glad that I was able to go to prom. Unlike maybe the juniors right now who I don't think they will ever go to prom or grad ball because I don't think anytime next year, everything will be okay. I mean, I hope it will, but I don't think there will be face-to-face class next year. But yeah, I'm glad it's my last year in high school, and not gonna lie, senior grades don't even matter that much. I mean, first of all, it's not needed for college application because we don't need it. I mean, I already submitted my college application. And second, our school does not do honors anymore, so I don't get to see my rank, which is so sad. And as a scholar, I still have to do my best because I need to meet the grade requirement, but it's not going to be that tight anymore. Like, last year, my goal was not to get a line of 8 in any subject, but like this year, I'm fine with getting line of 8 as long as I don't get a failing grade. Well, I think that's seniority. Anyway, moving on. I'm very hyped up for college. Yeah, so the course that I have in mind is Interdisciplinary Studies. And Ateneo only has that course. But UP is my dream school. I really want to get in, though I think I won't get in because I don't think I'm that smart. And yeah. But yeah, UP does not have interdisciplinary study. And I actually don't like the courses they have there. The courses I wanted is only for UP Manila and not Diliman. So, I had UP Manila as my second choice. In La Salle, I also applied in La Salle and I like their double degrees. I got Development Studies and Legal Management. I really like that. But then, I don't like La Salle. I don't want to study there anymore because I really want Ateneo. I don't know. It's just me, but I really want Ateneo. And yeah, my mind is so mixed up right now. Like, what should I get? My dream course or my dream school? What if I get in both UP and Ateneo? Like, what? What do I choose? So yeah. Right now, I don't think I should worry about that because I have a lot on my plate. We just started term 3 and we have physical science, science enrichment, and Filipino. Like, I hate science, that's why I'm UMS. I really don't get science, and my first line of 7 ever was physics. I got a 75. Like, why? I'm so stupid in science, that's why. Wish me luck this term because we have 2 science, and I don't know how I'm gonna survive. Physical science is like physics and chem, I'm not sure. But oh my gosh, I really hope I survive this term. And yeah, that's about my senior year and college preparation. And I want to talk more about this maybe soon, maybe when I get into my dream course or dream school. And yeah, this has been a fun first episode. I'm sorry it's short. I'm still nervous and still anxious actually. And guys, as much as possible, I want this podcast to be raw. And I did not tell anyone actually about this podcast except my twin because I wanted to start fresh. Like, I do not expect to grow overnight nor even expect a single person to listen to this first episode within a month. And that's okay because that's how I want to start and I want it to be a smooth process. So with that, if you have any questions, if anyone is listening, if you have questions or podcast suggestions, send me an email, isapunzalanvc@gmail.com, or DM me on Instagram at isaveracruz or Twitter at veracruzisa. That's it for this podcast, and I hope you come back for more. Yes. Bye.